This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100 Word Stories Podcast.
This is the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lauren Simon. Now, usually you'll hear a 100 Word Story from me or one of the regular guest contributors here. But it's Saturday, and on Saturday we do this weekly challenge thing. I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 Word Story based on that topic. This is Weekly Challenge number 40. Now, most people who participate in this Weekly Challenge thing, well, they read their own stories aloud and send me the audio file to add to this production circus. But this week, everybody's getting ready for that Second Life PodCamp, so I don't want to put more of a burden on y'all. For those people, we have a banjo-playing midget. Cool, huh? Okay, the topic this week was selected by Rael from Elms in the Yard. It was about starting a new job. We're back into double digits with 10 entries. So which story goes first? It's the winner from last week, and it's a tie. First up, Kelly Burt from Come, Let Me Whisper. Why not Andrew? Well, you know, ladies first, so let's go with Kelly. Here we go.
Hi, it's Kelly Burt, and for this week's challenge, I would like to present New Beginnings. Lily winced. This is absolutely the worst, she thought. The body in front of her was cold, just a number now. She just had to have a change. Insurance adjuster wasn't good enough. Ha! Who says? Ran through her mind. She didn't know anyone who had ever done this before, but Lily was adventurous. Was this decision wise? Well thought out? She began questioning herself. Bad sign. This was just her first job in the field. Yikes, I can't start this shit. I have already committed the murder. Now time to clean up. Next time will be better for sure.
Thank you, Kelly Burt. The text from Kelly's story, and everybody else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. There's also links to their ham... Ow, I hit my hand. Just getting, waving my hands around and getting all excited. All right, let me start the line again here. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things they do in their free time. The other winner this week was Andrew of Dodge Blogium, and he has something for the midget to read. Let's see if I don't hit my hand on something. Ow.
Looking at used condoms. Odd stains and used toilet paper strewn all around next to an overflowing, turd-filled toilet. Matt flinched. You don't expect me to fucking clean that. Yeah, I do. That is what I'm paying you for, replied the manager with him on the first day. I never signed up to clean no bloody loos. What the hell do you think it was for 25 pounds an hour with no need for qualifications? It said environmental standards officer, screeched Matt, slightly worrying the men around him. Well... He can clean me for 25 pounds, lift a man behind him.
That's Andrew, AndrewIanDodge.com, Dodge Blogium, Growing Old Disgracefully, The Lagwolf and Lair Show, all that. And he makes the midget read that. Okay, well, it's time for the rookies. And there's two stories this week. One of them is by a guy named Artie. Artie, come on, let's hear your... Oh, wait, you making the midget read this? All right, here we go.
Hello, Bernie here. I'm a polar bear at the North Pole, and this is Sally. Say hi, Sally.
Hi.
Sally's shy, so I'll be doing most of the talking. I'm sure being addressed by a polar bear and penguin is surprising, but things have changed a lot up here. Recent expeditions confirm that ice is melting here at an unusual and unprecedented rate. Something has to be done to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions included by humans. A ladder would be helpful, but if things don't improve, we'll need a stairway to heaven. Please help us. Say goodbye, Sally.
Goodbye.
What the hell was that? Oh, God. Hold on. Let me bring up my email here. Check your email. Minnesota. No, just kidding. Okay, strong bet. Here we go. 100-word story. I saw another 100-word story where it asked about polar bear and penguin and a ladder and... Oh! And he just sent this one in. Okay, now it makes sense. Which means it doesn't make sense. Okay, well, that explains that. Artie, the weekly challenges, if you're listening, look on the top of the podcasting.isfullofcrap.com page, and you'll see what the weekly challenge subject is for this week. You'll also see it at my personal page over at isfullofcrap.com. There, that makes sense, doesn't it? Okay, well, that explains that. Okay, well, if y'all like that one, you can vote for that one if you want, I don't know. Okay, the next rookie is George. It's George, not Georgia. I just, you know.
Well, I suppose it's normal to be nervous on the first day. I still can't believe I got the job, but it was made for me. If my ex could only see me now, the big bad ex-Marine. What is it they say about always faithful? Well, if that was so, we would still be together. Always making fun of me. Do you know which end to point at the target? Look, it's Jackie in pink saffron. It is her color, much better than red, which can just murder you. Now deep breathe and slowly squeeze the trigger.
That was George, as portrayed by a midget. All right, now let's check out the veterans. I keep playing them and they keep coming back for some reason. I'm going to play them in the order that I received them. And the first up is Tom from Footnote. Could I be more dramatic? Probably. Okay. Hello, Tom.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote, the podcast of the dead. We're happy to announce a partnership with the Acme Coffin Company of Crib Def, Iowa. Each of the new line burial chambers will be fitted with solar-powered MP3 players, so your dearly departed can take their listening enjoyment of Footnote to the grave. We have been testing our podcast out on a number of dead people, and so far we have no complaints. Tonight, for your dining and dancing pleasure, we bring you Midnight Pickup. Barnett, you're with Ralph. Starting a new job was never a problem for Josh. Or maybe it was just a selection of jobs that never took much training.
You got to do 3 things right every time,
said Ralph.
Take the spring clamps and pin the vinyl around the rails. Lock all 4 wheels.
Ralph paused and shot Josh a no-nonsense glare.
Never stop rolling.
They pulled the gurney next to Mrs. Wade's couch. Wheels, clamps, roll, row.
Don't stop!
Yelled Ralph. Too late. Mrs. Wade tore in two, falling into Josh's lap. He screamed. He screamed a lot.
Hey, I've got family in Crib Death, Iowa. Thank you, Tom. All right, let's go on here. Next up is... Well, we can tell by the music. It's Ellison, a blogged Ellison!
Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to the 100-word story podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Today we have weekly challenge number 40, starting a new job. And my submission is, it's a living, a 100-word job description. In my new job, I'm what you might call a specialist. My profession is not noted for being selective about its clients. If you've got the dime, I've got the time, is the order of the day for most of my colleagues. Me, I've got standards. My customers are all in the pipe and fixtures business. Hey, it makes sense. The guys have plenty of cash. Hell, they make more than surgeons. And they have needs. I have needs too. My new job helps pay for my medication. I'm not just a crack whore. I'm a plumber's crack whore. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And this is Ellison signing off.
Okay. Oh, mighty. All right. Next up is Houston Keys of Tater Tots for the Masses. And you can also find his work over at the new MetroIsFullOfCrap.com blog. Houston, we have a 100-word story.
Tater Tots for the Masses.
.blogspot.com. I got a new job. It's not like I changed employment. I'm a hit. Same career, just different jobs. Nep the Neck met me in the alley.
I've got more in my outfit. I need you to eliminate him.
Who is he? I asked. Neb handed a photo of an orange cat with a ridiculous clown collar to me.
Same price as always?
Neb asked. No, double it. Why? For a job this ridiculous, I need something extra.
What's so ridiculous about the job?
Asked Neb. Get real, I said. You want me to whack a mole?
Let me get this straight. You want to kill Nardo the cat? Okay. That was Houston Keys, everyone. Next up, speaking of cats, is Rael from Elms in the Yard, who came up with this topic. Oi. All right, Rael, let's hear what your story sounds like.
Settling In by Rachel Jasko. A 100-word story for Lauren Simon's weekly 100-word story challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This week's topic was starting a new job. George is a good sort. He used to be in charge before I came, but he's semi-retired now. Just likes to sit in the sun and dream. Well, he deserves a break. He put in his time, about 15 years, I think. Lately he's been giving me pointers. Don't catch them all at once, kid, he told me. You have to give them time to reproduce. There's a balance in nature, see? And you don't want to make yourself obsolete, either. I'm going to listen to George, and I'm going to be the best mouser this farm has ever had. This has been a 100-word story for Lauren Simon's weekly challenge. I'm Rachel Jasko. For a glimpse of life in Jerusalem and lots of cat pictures, please visit my weblog at elmsintheyard.blogspot.com.
Yay! We like cat stories. Okay, thank you, Ryle. Next up, as I adjust my chair back and forth, and, well, I can't really do it side to side, it's Lisa, who's come to us. She's back from the lemons and lollipops, and she's ready to give us this story.
Hello, It's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops, returning after a short hiatus to participate in this week's weekly challenge. The topic this week is starting a new job, and the title of my story is Sean's Secret. I'm going to preface this story by telling you that this character is based on a true person, and that certain parts of this story are true, and I'm going to leave it to your imagination to think about which parts of it are true. Sean was thrilled to get a shipping and receiving job at the new plant opening in town. He'd made some new friends, learned all the ins and outs of the job, was working overtime, and making good money. It was a huge relief his new boss hadn't checked out his references. When the boss came back late one night because he'd forgotten something, he learned graphically the reason why Sean was let go from his last place. Sean and the cleaning lady, Margaret, were living out his favorite fantasy, wild sex in a large box filled with packing peanuts. This is Lisa. I hope you've enjoyed this story. Have a great week, everyone.
Okay, I know the part that's not real. The box was actually empty. Okay. Thank you, Lisa. Welcome back. And interesting, as always. Last up is, from all the way at Hodgepodge Point, Liana, who I think y'all should start writing stories for her, too. Because she wants her stories over at Hodgepodge Point. But until then, well, let's hear what story she's got for us.
Hi, everyone. It's Liana from HodgepodgePoint.Libsyn.com, and here is my promo. Damn, forgot to record one. So let's just jump in with my 100-word story submission for this week's challenge number 40. Wow, we're over the hill now. My story is called Bottom Rung. I hope you guys enjoy.
I'm so excited to be working with this firm. There were so many different career path opportunities, but this is the one that interests me the most. I took all the courses needed to do this job like a seasoned pro. Soon, I'll be recognized and climb the ladder of success. By the way, thank you for taking me through my first day's route. What location do we go to after this facility?
We don't.
My, that's a lot to collect in one location.
Wait till you see your clientele.
I'm sorry?
The Tooth Fairy! Welcome to the lowest rank.
I like that one. Well, okay, usually at this point, you know, I've already said these are all the stories, but you know how all these things go. You know, it says, good evening, citizens of Stravaxian City. It's time once, okay. I'm the information minister of Stravaxian City. My name is Wobble Scrab, and I'm here to introduce the Lord Chancellor.
What did I tell you about the title, you moron? It's Supreme Commander Lord Chancellor.
Okay, I'll write that over.
All right, well, let's get this over with. I'm going to be appearing in the Pickletales Round 5 story, so I need you to go over there and vote for me, even though no one ever really has to vote for me, because I am the Supreme Commander Lord Chancellor. It is a title for
and
life.
We're glad for that.
Well, as long as you live. All right, well, let's get this over with. Oh, wait, there's another story coming up. All right, who is it? I look through here. And oh, it's by this guy named... Wait. Planet Z, they must be one of our enemies.
God,
they must be
on them again.
Destroyed. Okay, where's the missiles and the bombs? And
we're out of them in the arsenal.
Great, they're all on back order. You'll live today, Planet Z, but don't count on it tomorrow.
The moment the crown touched my head, my new job started. Not that it's much of a job, really. Oh, sure, there's the ceremonies and interviews. But aside from my time in the Navy, I haven't done a day's work in my life. My primary job duty is to have kids. Already did that, and they don't look like they're going to turn out gay, so I'm sure they'll have kids too. Oh, and I never wait in line either. But sometimes people yell at me for it. Who the hell died and made you king? My mother, I say, and I walk in the door.
Scrib! Scrib!
What is it, sir?
I found a spare missile! Let's fire it at Planet Z!
Guys, the show's over. Come on. And there you have it. 11 stories about starting a new job. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Well, head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 41st weekly challenge, pick the topic for the 42nd, and I'm going to be buying the prize refrigerator magnets this weekend. Okay, there is more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories, just in case you can't understand what the hell they said. There's also archives of my very own 100-word stories there. Oh, you can find my book, my buttons, my magnets, you know, just in case you can't wait. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers, including one-click options for iTunes and Podcast Ready. Spread the word. I know we can get up to 20 participants. The more the merrier, right? Oh, and Pickle Tales Round 5 is next week. Check out my story. I'm up against Will Ross and Phil Rossi. Just make it simple. Vote for the guy without Ross in his name. We'll be back with another thrilling episode of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln tomorrow. And next week, it's another weekly challenge. I'm going to post the theme in a little bit, but until then, as always, thanks for listening and keep it brief.